August 28, Transforming Grace. Every day, everywhere, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Proverbs 3:6. Bible religion is not a garment which can be put on and taken off at pleasure. It is an all-pervading influence which leads us to be patient, self-denying followers of Christ, doing as he did, walking as he walked. If no one ever came under your notice who needed your sympathy, your words of compassion and pity, then you would be guiltless before God for failing to exercise these precious gifts. But every follower of Christ will find opportunity to show Christian kindness and love, and in so doing he will prove that he is a possessor of the religion of Jesus Christ. This religion teaches us to exercise patience and long-suffering when brought into places where we receive treatment that is harsh and unjust, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that we should inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. When Christ was reviled, he reviled not again. His religion brings with it a meek and quiet spirit. There is constant need of patience, gentleness, self-denial, and self-sacrifice in the exercise of Bible religion. But if the Word of God is made an abiding principle in our lives, everything with which we have to do, each word, each trivial act, will reveal that we are subject to Jesus Christ. If the Word of God is received into the heart, it will empty the soul of self-sufficiency and self-dependence. Our lives will be a power for good because the Holy Spirit will fill our minds with the things of God. Of ourselves, we can neither obtain nor practice the religion of Christ, for our hearts are deceitful above all things. But Jesus has shown us how we may be cleansed from sin. My grace is sufficient for thee. 2 Corinthians 12:9. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we shall catch the light of his countenance, reflect his image, and grow up unto the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. Our religion will be attractive because it will possess the fragrance of the righteousness of Christ. We shall be happy, for our spiritual meat and drink will be to us righteousness and peace and joy.